Now, I open a discussion. Do you have any questions for the speakers?
What are the biggest challenges for helping the users? So how do you support the users, and what are the major challenges for supporting the users currently?
This is for...
For each and every HPC centers. So.
Okay.
I think supporting the users requires a very special kind of knowledge, which is not easy to find, because the users normally, the scientists representing different scientific domains, and they are focusing, of course, their own specific area of expertise, but they also need to use a kind of very complicated and very not easy to use infrastructure or background, so they also need to have a kind of IT knowledge, and so not only their own specific science, but also the IT knowledge. So this is difficult, and sometimes or not very often they need help, and only those experts can help them who speak their language, who understand their problems in their scientific domain, but also very very well aware of the details of how to use a supercomputer, what are the issues there. So it's not easy to find such knowledge, and these are very very special people. This is a high level support team. The high level support team is always a challenge to create and to compose. That's, I think.
Yes, the situation is similar in Greece. The amateur users are the most difficult ones to be handled, because you have to understand their problem. You have to help them make it parallel to be efficiently to run efficiently in the machine, and teach them how to do this on their own in the next time. So both domain specific knowledge and the knowledge of parallel systems and parallelization.
Please.
Maybe I can also say a few words regarding from the project perspective. Yeah, from the project perspective, the project is focused on interoperability between resources. So from the project perspective, support is provided in pipeline creation, and our aim is to increase composability out of the existing resources. And when when support is oriented only to particular type of resources, such as high throughput computing, high performance computing, then support is provided by local computing centers. Yeah.
Good question. I can tell you that KIFU is very much committed on supporting open science and open science principles and the FAIR principles. So we are absolutely we are aware of what is that, and we support it, and we have to cooperate with the users, and so the user is very important in this game, and they also have to understand it, and they also have to accept and support it, and together with them we try to persuade them and we try to motivate them. We would like to make the data open and reusable and to really to yeah.
Thank you. Do they have any other questions or comments or?
Just a question, well, for both Greece and Hungary, maybe a bit more for Hungary, because I have an idea for Greece. Do you plan to, in any way, combine the skills, let's say, that you, and the community that you're building in EuroCC project with the EOSC-related things in terms of skills and know-how and network and all that, and concentrate that maybe together? Have you thought about that?
This can be a good idea. Actually, no steps were made yet, but we have for example, some colleagues who both work in the EuroCC project and also in the NIFOS project. So the connection is already given and there, and we should really think about that. It's a good idea. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, especially because the next phase will have a special task related to academia, which is integrated with public institutions as well. But the focus in EuroCC is mostly also on SMEs and enterprises, which is
exactly
very important,
yes,
as well.
Yep.
Any other questions? If not, I would like to thank all of the speakers.